Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. If you have your Bible, please turn with me to the book of John. John chapter 1, we're still in our study of John the Baptist. This is part 14. John chapter 1, let's start at verse 6, and we'll go to verse 13. A familiar passage by now. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. John was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light, which lights every man that comes into the world. Verse 10, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, by Jesus Christ, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, the Jews, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which are born not of blood, nor by the will of the flesh, nor by the will of man, but of God. And as Jesus said in John chapter 3, ye must be born again. Heavenly Father, help us today. Lord, help me to preach, and help all of us to understand the Word of God. Give us illumination, encourage our faith in Christ, help us to see clearly that we would be better equipped to serve you. And Lord, help us to be a witness of the things which we have heard and seen and know to be true in our hearts. Help us to tell somebody else about what we have received. And Lord, we praise you and worship you, and we want to live for you for the rest of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about church attendance or doing good works or being moral people. I'm talking about the new birth that can only come from heaven. No church can save or can confer salvation onto you. Salvation comes from heaven. I want to stress that. And that's what this sermon is about today. But this wonderful verse, if we receive Christ, not if we join a church, or given the offering, or be baptized, or sprinkled, or whatever, but that we believe the gospel as shown to us in the scriptures, in the Bible, and we say yes in our hearts, we receive, we accept what it says, we believe it, then God will give us power to become a son of God, a child of heaven, not a product of the church or a religion or a denomination, but a child of God. And it's for everyone that will believe on the name of Jesus Christ and turn to Him with their whole heart. I preach it a lot. Justification by faith. We're justified. We can stand before God without fear and blameless, and as if we had not sinned. We are justified before God, not because of anything that we did, but because we believe. And this cardinal doctrine of the Christian faith, justification by faith, to be declared righteous before God through faith in Jesus Christ. Again, it's not that, well, I go to church, or I give in the offering, or I've been going to church every Sunday for 40 years, and that ought to count for something. No. It's that God accepts us, not because of our goodness or our good works, but because Jesus died for us. He gave His life a ransom for us, and we accept Him, we believe Him, and He takes us by the hand and leads us into the gate of heaven because we believe. Justification by faith. But it says in verse 13 here of John chapter 1, you can be a son of God, but we're born not of blood, nor by the will of the flesh, nor by the will of man, but of God. We're talking about the second birth. We understand everybody's been born once, but you got to be born again. And that phrase, born again, is in John chapter 3, and we'll get to it in a minute. But you can be born again, not by blood, nor by the will of the flesh, or willpower, or not by the will of man. It's not conferred upon you by a church or a preacher or whatever, an apostle, whatever. We can be born again by God. You see, you can't save yourself. Well, what does it mean to save yourself or to be saved? You see, it's appointed unto man once to die, but then comes the judgment. And you have to give account of yourself and your life and what you did and didn't do. You have to stand before God's throne. And you can't justify yourself. By default, you're a sinner. By default, you lose out. You miss the mark. That's one definition of sin, to miss the mark. You're not good enough, not holy enough, not righteous enough. You can't earn heaven. But again, we're justified by faith, not in the things we do. But you can't save yourself. We can only escape the fires of hell and make it to heaven, but by the power of God. And God will save us from hell, from condemnation, if we trust in Him. You can't decide to be good enough. I'm going to turn over a new leaf. I'm going to start going to church like Grandma said. I'm going to be holy. I'm going to do right. I'm going to clean my life up. I'm going to stop smoking. I'm going to do whatever. I'm going to start going to church more. None of that matters. None of that helps. It may be good to stop smoking. It's probably a good idea to go to church, but none of those things will justify you. We're justified by grace through faith. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, 9, and 10. For it is by grace, God's unmerited favor, that you're saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, good works, what have you, lest any man should boast. Hey, I went to the right church, and the bishop came to town, and he blessed me, and whatever, and I give him the offering, and I, well, so what? So what? You can't save yourself. You don't have the power to save yourself. Salvation is a gift of God, and it's not of works or good works. Hey, man, I did all of those things, and look at me. I'm in heaven or on my way to heaven. No, you're boasting in what you could do. But Paul said that God declared everyone to be unrighteous, that he might save some, that some people could be saved from hell. For we are his workmanship, it says, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. You can't save yourself. Salvation's by grace through faith. It's the gift of God. You can't earn it. You can't work your way in. But for the Christian, it's God's plan for you that you do right. All the things that can't get you to heaven, no matter how hard you try to do them, once you're born again, once God writes your name in that book in heaven, then he expects you to do good works. He expects you to live a good life. He expects you, don't care about smoking, smoking's not a sin, but hanging out in bars or smoking dope or whatever, those things are wrong, and he expects you to stop. You see, there's the evidence of a changed life. When you are born again, everyone will know, hey, he's different. He lives right. There's evidence. Romans chapter 8, verse 29 and 30. Talking about those that God knew, because God knows everything, God knew that one person would be saved and another one would not. Again, God knows everything. God sees everything. God is everywhere. He knows the future. But for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed into the image of God's Son. We read the Bible, we know that Jesus is perfect. He never committed a sin, he never did wrong. He never lusted, he never stole, he never lied. And it's God's plan that when you come to him, when you become a son of God, that you begin to live as Christ lived. You begin to not tell lies. You begin to not lust. You begin to be turned off by the things the world is turned on by. There should be a change in your life when you are born again. Again, God has a plan. You need to get with his program. You need to surrender your life and believe the gospel. Believe that Jesus died in your place. And then you need to live a righteous life. Again, Jesus died as a ransom for the whole world. And anyone that takes God up on his offer, anyone that believes, that person gets to go to heaven. The Christian life is one of change, of forsaking yourself and your own ways, your own ideas, your own plans, your own abilities, to forsake yourself and begin to live for heaven. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, therefore if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, a new creation, born again. You were born once, but you're born again. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Again, if you believe on his name and you receive him, he'll give you the power to become a son or a daughter of God. Again, it's not about church. I mean, probably you ought to go to church. It's a good thing. But I'm not talking about church. In one kind of church, they do certain things. In another kind of church, they do other things. In the Catholic Church, there's a mass. In the Baptist Church, there's not. Church, man, there's so many churches. Pick which one you want, I guess. But none of them can save. No church, no denomination, no pastor can save. You have to do business with God. Again, salvation is only by the power of God and by God's means. God's means. The way to heaven that he provided, which is that he sent his son to die for us on Mount Calvary, nailed to that cross. That's how you get to heaven, by believing on him, the innocent one that died for you. He said to the thief on the cross, there were two thieves. One was mocking Jesus and cursing him and whatever. But the other one came to his senses and said, Lord, hey, don't forget me when you get to heaven. Jesus turned and said, son, today you'll be with me in paradise. You can go to heaven if you turn to him. I know I've said it probably 20 times already in this sermon, but it's the truth. It's the truth. You have to turn to him. You have to believe on him. If you've been kidnapped and the kidnappers post a ransom, take $50,000 to get you out or whatever the case, and somehow your family raises the money, they take out a loan or something, and your family or whatever, they pay the ransom, and you get to go free. Everybody understands that concept. Well, if you want to go to heaven and escape hell, you've got to be ransomed. But that price has already been paid. Jesus gave his life to pay your way to heaven. And all you have to do is trust in him and accept that. Hey, I can't save myself. My good works won't do it, but I know that he died for me. That's the only way to heaven, by grace, through faith. Go ahead and accept the gift of God. Hallelujah. But John chapter 3, start at verse 1, go to verse 6, I guess. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. He was a ruler of the Jews. He was on the council or whatever it was. It says that he came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher and we know that you come from God. For nobody can do all of these miracles except that God is with him. And as you read through the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, everywhere Jesus went, he healed everybody that came to him. Got a broken arm, got no leg. Oh, and by the way, I'm dead. Jesus said, no problem. You're healed. You're raised from the dead. Whatever you have, whatever problem you have, come to Christ and he can fix it. Nobody can do all of these miracles except God is with him. And Jesus told him, hey man, I tell you the truth. Unless you're born again, you can't even see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said, I don't understand. I mean, how can I be born again? Do I have to crawl back into my mom's womb and be born again? I don't get it. And in verse 5, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Want to go to heaven? Got to be born again. Because he said, that which is born of flesh is flesh. You're born a normal person, normal people in our own body. We die. We don't get to go to heaven. We get to go to the grave. You want to get to heaven, you have to die to your desires. You have to surrender your life and be born again. You have to be born of the Spirit. That which is born of flesh, is flesh. But if you're born of the Spirit, then you're a child of God, you're a child of heaven. Again, religion just won't cut it. You have to have an encounter with God himself. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. Enter in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. But Jesus said that many go in that way. But straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to life. And few there are that find it. It's an uncommon thing for someone to go to heaven. It's a special thing. And you have to make a special effort God's way if you want to go to heaven. You must be born again. John chapter 5, verse 24. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that hears my word, the Bible, and believes on him that sent me, which is God in heaven, he has everlasting life. And he shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. If you want to go to heaven, you got to trust in the Lord. You see, it's God himself that gives us the power to become the sons of God. And we saw that in John chapter 1, verse 12. If you give your life to the Lord and believe on him and trust him, you can have the everlasting joy of heaven now and later when you get to heaven. trust in Him. Do it today. He said today is the day of salvation. Give your life to God. Live for Him. You've been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus Christ in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net. That's JoeyKelly.net. And click on the ministry homepage or on the radio link. Or if you like, you can write me at 1208 Phocis Street. That's F-O-C-I-S Street, Metairie, Louisiana, 7005. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly, encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.